You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, we say this every week, Johnny. And one, let me give credit to Kurt in Indiana. Good team. We had opportunities like you talked about early. The interception with Jamari, sack, TFL to force the punt. And we have to figure out how to turn those plays into or those opportunities into touchdowns against a team like this. It's important to come away with those scores. And you know, I like the way we came out in the second half with, you know, answering there with a TD drive. But then really for the first time all season, you know, to have five turnovers and then give up 400 yards rushing, which a lot of it can be credited to just the ineffectiveness we've been on the offensive side of the ball.
So that's Mike Locksley, not the same old Maryland. It was fun for a little bit. They got a pick in the beginning. All guy almost ran it back, but stopped, and they had to settle for three. They were only down 23 at the half, 22-3. And then the floodgates opened, turnovers. Final was 55-10. Ugly. Cignetti likes to run it up on teams. We've seen that. He does not take his foot off the gas. And 4-0 was fun about 5 minutes ago. Now they're 4-4.
Well, you look at their record under Locksley after Halloween. You look at their record at home against anybody other than non-conference teams. You look at them when – and look, this is an extreme example. Indiana's number two in the country for good reason. But you look at what happens when they face ranked teams. It was a big ask for these guys. And you look at Locksley off a bye. I mean, this had a lot of – things sort of woven into the fabric that would make you believe it was not going to be a fun day for the Maryland football program. And it wasn't. You know, Rocco was texting me in the second quarter from the student section, said the Fire Locksley chants were in full force already. You just think back to how heady things felt like at halftime of the Washington game, which is not that far ago. Long, I mean, what is that, 5 weeks ago? A month ago, and to be where they are now, I think everybody's feeling the heat. Everybody's understanding the gravity of the situation, and the new AD is going to be pulled into some heavy, serious macro level discussions about one of their two biggest moneymakers in the next month if things don't improve here drastically. And I don't think they're going to improve drastically because Maryland doesn't win a lot of football games in November
and
December
in October.
In the Big Ten.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever beaten a ranked opponent, Locksley, and they put the stat up during the game. September, he's great. After September, not no bueno. what is the message they're sending? Let me just give you a hypothetical. When you see schools around the country firing their coaches in better situations, and it's not good, like Penn State was beating Oregon in overtime of a game where it was going to be a signature win. They lose 2 weeks later. They fire James Franklin. Auburn fired their coach this weekend. You got coaches all over the country getting fired. If you keep Mike Loxley and they say they win one more game the rest of this year, what message are you sending?
It's rough, and we all love Lox, but coming out after losing by 45 points and saying that it's not the same old Maryland.
He needs to change that brand That branding exercise isn't working.
It's not a good message.
You can't say it after choking away fourth quarter leads to teams you should have beat, right? And then say it again when you get destroyed by a team you're not supposed to. No, like this is – like if I'm the AD, I'm going to him and saying, that's over. Like, don't say it again. Like, stop.
Especially after a blowout, because it's one thing to choke away the fourth quarter like we've seen, but okay, they're young. But coming off a bye, homecoming, the place is sold out, and you get ran out of the gym after the first, well, especially in the second half, but after the first three drives where it looked like there was some promise that they'd keep it close, you can't be saying that after the game.
Maryland is at Rutgers Saturday. I guess that's a winnable game. You hope it's a winnable game, but you can hear that game right here on 105.7 The Fan. Orioles will be introducing Craig Albernaz to the media tomorrow. There is some Orioles news. Tyler O'Neill option was picked up by O'Neill, so he's here for two more years. Jorge Mateo option declined, so we do have some Orioles news. We'll talk Orioles with our buddy, Jacob Calvin-Meyer. He's an IA Hall of Famer, and he joins us next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.